he said, poking Ula with his force pike. Ula's stomach sank. Here it came, the moment he had been dreading. How would Tassal Barish deal with him? If he was lucky, it would be quick. If he got what he deserved, it would be exceedingly slow. The Uigwe poked him again, and he rose warily to his feet. Several tiny lizards fell squeaking from his back and crawled off under the couch bed. At least, he thought, he would be leaving this ghastly menagerie behind. He was led out into the spaceport, where Nkasa Barish and a clutch of Gamorreans were waiting, ceremonial axes at the ready. In their midst was a dirty, beaten man, whom Ula didn't immediately recognize. A crude bandage stanched the flow of blood from a wound on his left arm. A dozen other small cuts and grazes had been left unattended.
"Envoy V.E., I don't believe we've been formally introduced,"
the young man formally said.
"I'm Shigar Kanchi, Jedi Padawan under Grandmaster Satil Shan."
Ula was so surprised by the unexpected deference that it was difficult to respond in kind.
"I thought you'd been captured."
"I was."
"So, what are you doing here?"
"I'm waiting for..."
He glanced over Ula's shoulder.
"Yes, here they come now."
Ula turned and took in the scene behind him. If he'd been surprised into rudeness before, he was utterly speechless now. Lorin Moxla led a procession of a Uigwe, a Twi'lek, Jet Nebula and Destroyed, and one of Patanin's surviving guards. They weren't being shoved along. They weren't in binders. Like Shigar, they were being treated more like guests than prisoners.
"Nice to see you again, mate," said Jet, tossing him a casual salute. "If you're the one who talked us out of that mess, I owe you a dozen reactor cores."
"Not me."
Ula turned helplessly to Shigar for an explanation.
"I cut a deal,"
the Padawan said to all of them, although his eyes kept returning to Lorin.
"Tassal Barish is letting us go."
"That's suspiciously generous of her," she said.
"Yes, well, there's a catch."
Shigar pulled an unhappy face.
"I'll tell you when we're on our way."
"You have a lift, too?"
asked Ula, hope beginning to bloom.
"Better than that," Shigar said. "I have a ship and a captain."
"Anyone we know?"
asked Jet hopefully. The Twi'lek addressed Jet in clipped, officious terms.
"The great Tassal Barish has instructed her nephew to release your vessel, but your contract with our employer remains in force. You will provide passage for the Jedi and his companions to destinations of their choosing. You will not cut and run the moment you leave our airspace. You will return with the information gathered and provide said information in full. Any fiduciary losses incurred during this expedition will be your responsibility."
"What about the profits?"
"They will be distributed the normal way."
Jet grimaced. Ula guessed that the normal way meant all for Tassal Barish and none for anyone else.
"It's not much of a deal," Jet said. "And well, call me a stickler for details if you like, but I don't remember there ever being a contract between us."
Twi'lek smiled.
"There is now."
"I guess that's the catch," said Lorin.
"Well," said Jet, "at least we're alive, and soon to be in motion. There's nothing that can't be solved, I've found, with the application of a little velocity."
He winked at Ula, who was still too shocked by the sudden turn of events to manage a natural expression.
"Where are we?"